welcome to a deep dive into, well, you could say, the surprisingly strategic world of children's entertainment, huh?
Strategic is a good word for it.
We're tackling LazyTown today.
Yeah.
And you gave us some pretty fascinating source material for this one.
We did, yes.
The script for the very first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we've got this this talk by the show's creator, Magnus Scheving.
Right, right.
And I got to say, this is not your average kid's show.
No, not at all. This is really fascinating stuff because we're not talking about, you know, just a silly kid's show here. This was very much, like you said, a carefully crafted project, really designed with a purpose in mind.
Yeah, and you can see the wheels turning right from that first episode. Welcome to LazyTown. It's bright, it's quirky, but the kids in this town are, well, they're living up to its name, that's for sure. Until Stephanie arrives.
Yeah.
She's like this breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Literally bouncing off the walls with
energy. And she's like, she can't believe how inactive everyone else is. It's almost like she's a stand-in for the audience, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of questioning the norms of this lazy town world and making everyone sort of look at their lifestyle choices.
Yeah.
And that's where Sporticus comes in. And he's not just, you know, preaching about health, he's embodying it.
Right.
He's like the superhero of fitness and fun, showing kids that being active, it can actually be an adventure.
And it's not just Sporticus.
Yeah.
The way they work in all the other characters,
yes,
to represent different aspects of a healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
It's so clever.
It's very clever.
You've got Robbie Rotten, who's hilarious, but he's also like the embodiment of lazy night.
Exactly.
And then there's Ziggy with his candy obsession.
Yes.
Stingy, who won't share. Trixie, who like loves to bend the rules.
Right.
They all paint this picture of real life.
Yeah.
You know, showing kids that being well-rounded is about finding a balance.
Exactly. And this wasn't, you know, this wasn't just some happy accident. Like,
right.
Magnus Scheving, the show's creator,
yeah,
he was very, very deliberate in his approach.
He wasn't just some TV exec who stumbled onto a good idea.
No. This was a passion project.
Yeah.
And it's rooted in his own experience.
He wasn't always a TV producer, was he?
No. Before LazyTown, Scheving was a, get this, a real-life athlete.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not only that, he spent years performing for children, developing this whole LazyTown concept on stage first.
Right.
So this wasn't just about creating a show. It was about creating a whole philosophy.
Right.
And he road tested it, you know, directly with his target audience.
Well, it's like he was a real life Sporticus,
yeah,
going on tour and showing kids how much fun being active could be.
Exactly. And it was during those years of live performances that he learned, I think, a crucial lesson,
oh, wait,
which is that kids, they hate being lectured to.
Yeah, of course.
You know, they crave excitement, action, characters they can connect with.
They want to have fun.
Exactly. So that's why when he finally brought LazyTown to television, he intentionally designed it to be entertaining first and educational second.
Okay, so how did Scheving's athletic background actually influence the show itself?
Hmm?
I mean, did his time as an athlete directly translate into those high-energy Sporticus stunts we see?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In his talk, Scheving talks about how, you know, his athletic training wasn't just about physical strength.
Right.
It was about discipline,
yeah,
pushing boundaries, and understanding how the body moves.
Right.
And this directly translated into the physicality of Sporticus.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't just a guy in a tracksuit, you know?
No.
This is a highly skilled athlete performing gymnastics, acrobatics, even parkour.
It's like he created a superhero based on his own abilities.
Exactly.
And that authenticity, it shines through in every episode.
It really does. And you can tell that Sporticus's movements weren't like just choreographed. They,
yeah,
were born out of years of training.
Right.
And a deep, deep understanding of the human body. And,
yeah,
I think that's part of what made it so believable and inspiring for kids watching at home.
It's fascinating how Scheving used those experiences to shape, like, not just the show's message, but the entire aesthetic, you know?
Yeah.
He really understood what it meant to make healthy living visually engaging for kids.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And he didn't stop there either.
Right.
Remember how we were talking about those other characters like Robbie Rotten and Ziggy?
Yeah.
They weren't like just there for laughs.
Right.
They played a crucial role, I think, in making the show's message more nuanced and relatable.
Because let's face it, no kid is perfectly healthy all the time.
Right.
We all have our weaknesses.
Exactly. Yeah. Take Robbie Rotten, for example. I mean, he's basically the voice of temptation, constantly trying to lure the kids into lazy habits. But he does it in a way that's so over the top and ridiculous that it actually makes those unhealthy choices seem, well, kind of unappealing.
Yeah, it's like he's a cautionary tale disguised as comedic relief.
Exactly, exactly. And then you've got Ziggy with his, like, insatiable sweet tooth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he represents that part of us that just can't resist a sugary treat. But the show doesn't demonize him for it.
Yeah.
Instead, it shows that even someone like Ziggy can find a balance and make healthier choices without completely giving up the things he enjoys.
And that's so important for kids to see.
Oh, absolutely.
That being healthy doesn't mean depriving yourself. It's about, like, you know, finding a sustainable way of living.
Absolutely. It's about making those healthy choices the appealing choices. And I think the show does a brilliant job of tackling those common parental concerns, you know, getting kids to eat right, exercise, go to bed on time.
Yeah.
But it never sounds preachy.
And you know what else I found interesting? That part in the first episode where Stephanie's trying to get the kids to play soccer and they're completely clueless.
Oh, yeah.
It's like she's introducing them to this whole new world.
Yes. Yes. That scene perfectly captures the show's ability to gently nudge kids towards healthier habits, you know? It doesn't shame them for not being active. It presents an alternative.
Right.
And lets them discover the fun for themselves.
And let's not forget the power of music.
Oh, yes.
Never Played is such a catchy tune.
It is.
And it perfectly encapsulates that sense of discovery and the joy of, like, trying something new.
Skeeving knew that music was key.
Yeah.
To engaging, you know, a young audience. And he understood how a good song could make even the simplest message memorable.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of impact.
Okay.
Let's talk about how LazyTown transcended the screen and actually influenced childhood obesity rates in Iceland.
Yeah, you provided some data on this, and it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff.
It really shows how entertainment can have, like, a tangible impact on public health.
Mm-hmm.
Was this something Skeving actively aimed for, or was it, like, you know, a happy side effect of his mission to get kids moving?
Well, in his talk, Skeving mentions that he was invited to speak at a health conference early in his career, and he was just this, you know, children's entertainer surrounded by all these doctors and scientists, and he said he felt a bit out of place.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But he said during that conference, he realized that he had kind of stumbled onto something powerful, this way to combine entertainment and education to promote positive change.
So it wasn't just about creating a fun show.
Right.
It was about creating a show that could make a real difference in the world.
Exactly. And he was very strategic about it, too. You know, he didn't just want to preach from a soapbox.
Yeah.
He wanted to create this whole LazyTown universe.
Right.
The TV show, the live shows, even the way he embodied that Sportacus message in his own life.
It's like he understood that for the message to truly resonate, it had to be woven into, like, every aspect of that LazyTown experience.
Exactly. And you can't really talk about LazyTown's success without addressing the business side of things.
Right.
Skeving's commitment to his vision, I think, really comes through when you look at the challenges he faced getting the show off the ground.
Yeah, especially in an industry where sugary cereals and fast food tie-ins are, like, the norm.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not exactly a recipe for success when your show is promoting healthy living.
Yeah, right.
So how did he convince anyone to back him?
Well, he talks about how difficult it was to secure funding for a show that wouldn't rely on those traditional licensing deals with junk food companies.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
He was essentially challenging a very deeply ingrained system.
It must have taken, I don't know, like, some serious convincing to get people on board with such a radically different approach.
It really did. Yeah.
I mean, wow.
He talks about how he'd walk into these meetings literally dressed as Sportacus.
Oh, what?
Like, doing flips and handstands, passionately pitching his vision for this, you know, healthier kind of kids show.
He sounds like a man on a mission.
He was. He absolutely was. And that's what's so inspiring about this whole story, you know? He had this unwavering belief in his vision, even when he was faced with, like, rejection after rejection.
Yeah.
You know, he understood that actions spoke louder than words, especially in an industry that's, you know, often so fixated on the bottom line.
And his persistence paid off.
It did.
He didn't just create a successful show. He created, like, a global phenomenon.
A global phenomenon, yeah. LazyTown went on to air in over 120 countries, translated into dozens of languages.
Wow.
And it wasn't just, like, the TV show either.
Right.
There were stage productions, merchandise, there was even a theme park.
Really?
Yeah. Skeving really did create that LazyTown universe that he talked about, you know.
Yeah.
promoting healthy living across multiple platforms.
It's incredible to think that it all started with one man's vision and a whole lot of acrobatics.
Yeah, and you know what I think what I find truly remarkable is his dedication to creative control.
Oh, yeah.
He mentioned going through something like 160 writers before deciding to write the show himself.
That's commitment.
Yeah, that's serious dedication right there.
Wow.
And it really speaks to his understanding of his target audience.
Mm-hmm.
He knew exactly what he wanted to achieve, and he wasn't afraid to take on the writing himself to make sure it met his high standards.
And it worked. He found that sweet spot between entertainment and education.
He did.
Created a show that kids genuinely loved while, you know, promoting this really positive message.
It makes you wonder
yeah.
what other unconventional approaches could be used to tackle some of these, you know, really important issues.
Yeah. Like, what if we treated every challenge with that same level of, I don't know, creativity and audacity that Skeving brought to LazyTown?
Exactly.
So to wrap things up, I guess, we've uncovered the origin story of a children's TV show that was, like, at its core, this meticulously planned mission to inspire healthier habits in kids
mm-hmm.
who knew there was so much strategy behind those catchy songs and energetic stunts.
It's a powerful example of how entertainment can be a force for positive change. But, you know, it takes more than just good intentions. It takes vision, it takes persistence, and it takes a willingness to challenge the status quo.
And maybe a few backflips along the way.
Maybe a few backflips.